Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello, I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And welcome to our show. Tonight our topic is, Lord, deliver us from evil so we can operate in love. But before we get started, we're going to have some prayers so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Father and our God, Father God, is not in the privilege and the humbling experience, Father God, that you use in your service, Father God. We thank you now to be a part of what you're doing in the earth, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask now, Father God, that those that have ears to hear will hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we give you grace. We give the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. And again, our topic is, Lord, deliver us from evil so we can operate in love. We will be discussing how so many of us have consistently chosen to operate in evil ways in our relations with others, and yet we wonder why things are not working out according to God's will. We must come to realize that we can't have favor and blessings when we are not delivered from the evil that we cause. And we cannot continue to advocate or participate in financial ruin, emotional turmoil, verbal abuse, sexual debauchery, and or physical harm to people and still cry out, but I love them. None of this is love. It is evil doing and done by evildoers. Learning how to operate in love consists of recognizing the very evil things that curse our lives and repenting from those very things, and also by continual prayer for God to deliver us from evil. For we are so easily tempted and susceptible to these temptations of evil and to be ugly, act ugly, and to retaliate ugliness in return. We must always ask for deliverance in order to consistently operate in love. And we must ask God in earnest prayer to continue to deliver us from evil every day.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight we're coming out of the book of Matthew. We're using the Authorized King James Version, coming out of chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. And the word is, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Forgive our debtors and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
And that is the word of God.
For the people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen.
Amen.
And my husband actually chose this topic last night when we had finished our show and we were talking about some of the things that we had been discussing in the show last night. And when he started talking about, you know, that this is really what we need. We need to be delivered from evil, because so many times we don't really understand that it's that evil that we're doing, that evil that we're speaking, that evil that we're trying to hide, that cause all these problems in our relationships with others, especially in our marriages. And we could both definitely relate, you know, because there were some things that God had to deliver us from in our marriage that caused us to stay stuck in ruins, you know. And even, you know, that's why I had put that financial ruin in there, because a lot of times we look at situations and take for granted, you know, that finances play a big part in marriages. And it can either be, you know, a vehicle that we use together, you know, and in unison, in unity, or we can cause each other to have that financial ruin, you know, when somebody wants more than the other person can provide, or somebody's not pitching in, or someone is taking for granted. You know, one of the things that I had come to understand was, you know, by the sweat of your brow. You know, I don't take for granted that you go to work every day and the things that you do for me, that you willingly and cheerfully give, you know, means a lot to me, you know, no matter what the size of it is. Because I remember, you know, before I changed, God changed me, before God changed me, you know, I used to always, well, you ain't did nothing, you ain't did nothing, you know. no matter what it was that you was doing was never enough, because I couldn't see it for what it was worth, you know. And we have to learn that in order to operate in love, there's no evil in love. There's none, you know. So we wouldn't spend so much time hurting each other if we understood some of the evil things that we do and what causes this evil in our life and how destructive it is to the very core of our marriage or any relationship that we have with others. Amen.
Amen. And it was the evil one that was ever present.
Amen.
During that time, you know, evil thoughts, evil speech, evil actions, you know, it was just prevalent, you know, at that time in our marriage. And it fed on the ill feelings that we had toward one another at that time, and it perpetuated into, you know, actions that really hurt us, you know. And we really needed deliverance from that.
Amen.
Because it was headed for either separation or destruction. And, you know, we don't know how vital that prayer is, even though it's a model prayer, it's a powerful prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it covers all areas
it
of
does,
life.
Yes.
It covers all areas of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so powerful, and it's God,
mm-hmm.
you know. I was saying that last night because, you know, it was just the Holy Spirit just put in my spirit, you know, that we were delivered from evil.
Amen.
You know, and that was a powerful revelation that I was given at that time. You know I kind of said it in a joking manner,
mm-hmm.
but it was so true, you know, and that it's a lot of people that are going through things in their marriage, and that seed of evil and wickedness is the root of what's causing the problems, you know, that's making them look at each other in a different light, you know, that's not really allowing them to love one another and forgive one another because of that evil spirit that's lurking in their relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know. So Jesus, with some of us, had to deliver us from evil, you know, and seek his kingdom. Because
mm-hmm.
it's the power and the glory forever, you know. And that empowers us to be able to help us move beyond those things that kind of try to keep a stronghold on us in that wicked, dark place, that evil place that we had pretty much dwelled in for years, you know, trying to destroy each other and hurt each other. And it's, when you really think about it, it was such a vile and dark place to be
yeah.
for a marriage.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, God forbid it. It was just someplace that, I mean, you talk about the finances, and I was thinking about how I kept sowing ill seed into my habits
mm-hmm.
and the vices that I had, the liquor and the weed, you know,
mm-hmm.
the strip clubs and all the stuff that I was doing back then.
Mm-hmm.
Those finances could be going to something better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could be sowing good seed, but I was sowing evil, wicked seed instead.
And that was some of the problems, you know, because those seeds, when they grow, they branch out, you know, and they create other problems. Like, you know, when we needed other stuff, you would get upset because I would come to you about those things, you know, and it was always no, 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 no. And I'm like, God, you know, he know we need these things. He know that I would not be asking him for these things, but because those seeds have been planted someplace else, you know, strife comes up out of those evil, wicked plans that we have for ourselves, you know what I'm saying? We don't even have to be at anybody else. The stuff that we do to us spreads out
mm-hmm.
into the universe and affects other people, you know. And I was also thinking about how, you know, with the way that we, when you were talking about how we talk to each other, you know, it is so, oh, God, I'm so grateful for the deliverance because you know, now when we speak to each other, we speak to each other with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no respect back then. And a lot of times in marriage, we have to realize that somebody has to be able to be an example. Everybody in the house can't be evil at the same time. And when you see somebody else that's exhibiting that kind of behavior, you need to be able to put that love on them, you know, to continue to operate in love no matter what. Because there's so many, you know, I talk to so many females during the day that struggle so much with, you know, what's going on. And a lot of them call me because they see the light that we have now. And they know our story. And they still trying to get there, you know. And I always share with them, you know, from our experience and what God has shown me, because we're not well. We still have to get up every day and love each other on purpose. We still have to continue to exhibit the behaviors that we learn from, you know, to be able to not to do the same thing that we always did. And I was telling one of the females today that even though her husband was not acting the way that she thought that he should act, that what it was he gave her some money and the money wasn't what he said he was going to give because he didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was telling her, you know, that the gift was that even though the money wasn't exactly what it was that she expected or exactly what it was that he told her that he was going to give her, he was doing the best that he could. And a lot of times we take for granted that a person is trying to do something against us when a person is actually doing the best that they can. But our view of it becomes so evil and distorted because of our expectations and our lack of gratitude. And I was telling her that, you know, what we have to do is we look at, does this fit everything that you had planned on doing? You got enough to do exactly what it was that you had planned on doing. It wasn't the way that you planned it, but God provided just enough so that you would have exactly what you needed so you're not missing anything.
Right.
So you're not missing anything. Why should this man be missing anything from you, like love?
It's time to be grateful.
It's time to be grateful, thankful, appreciative, you know, and still be loving and caring and kind. Because a lot of times we take those little things, see, that wasn't even a big thing, but we take those little things, and this can be a big blowout all day long. Now I'm treating you different, I'm thinking about you different, I got this tape running it in my head, you know, about you lied to me, or you're not doing what you said you was going to do, and, you know, all these different things, and then we miss the big pet. We miss the big pet. The big picture. We miss God's blessing. We miss what God was doing for us. The bubble just passed you by, you know. And this right here, you know, just a little example of some of the evil. That's evil, you know, because that's a feeling that you get that's not a good feeling about the other person. So you're not operating in love now. You know, you got these thoughts running around in your head where you want to curse at this person, you want to treat them.
The stain in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do what you felt they should do in regards to your request and what you wanted.
Right.
And it's so easy to get caught up in that,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you don't know a better way. You haven't been shown a better way to deal with situations like that.
Right.
But it's a process, you know. It's something that it takes time. But like you said earlier, you know, it's something that you have to work
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis. You know, you don't know what the day is going to bring, but you know who holds that day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get into communication with the author of the day, to show me what you have planned for the day, God. I know where I was sleeping, you busy. Then show me what you have. Give me that discernment to let me know that this is your will for me today. You know, a simple prayer, but a powerful prayer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how that did turn out.
And, you know, we have in our fellowship, you know, in the 12-step program, that one of the 12 steps said that we pray for knowledge of his will and the power to carry it out.
Amen.
So, you know, even when we get the power, even when we get the knowledge of his will, when God give us those good orderly instructions, we still need to be praying, God, help me do it. Help me to be able to do that. Because I need to be able to close my mouth. You know, I need to be able to shut my mind down from negativity. I need God to help me with those things, because those temptations, it says, lead us not into temptation. See, God is not going to lead us there. He provides the deliverance from the evil. But he's letting us know that there will be temptation for every man. Everybody will have temptation.
Every day,
all kinds of different ways. So we need to be able to ask God to help us when those temptations come, and be able to recognize when I'm being tempted and not allow the enemy to use me. Because the enemy does not care if you don't just jump off the bridge and kill yourself. If you live in miserably, if you lack in love, you know, if you live in poorly in spirit, the enemy happy. He got you. He loved that. He wants you right there, and he wants you to stay there. And he'll see. Paranoid, insecure.
Stress on your physical body as well as your mind, you know. But pray that prayer. Deliver us from it.
Deliver us.
Deliver us from those things that continue to try to come between you and God and you and that person that you're supposed to love.
Mm-hmm.
You profess with your mouth you love. But we know that love is an action word, something that God showed us. He loved us so much. So we have to do that same thing. He made a new image in his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to give in order to show our love toward one another, our love toward another. So, but it's so easy to, I'm so thankful and grateful right now, because when we have these ministering moments that we have, and I can look back and see how it was, but I can look at us now where we at down and see the deliverance, you know, to see how things have changed, because we put God in. If God ain't in it, it's not going to work. It's not going to work like it's supposed to work. You're not going to get the benefits of what it is that's going on in your life without him in it, you know. So as long as we're still looking at each other through those evil, sinful eyes, we're gonna see that in each other. We're not going to see the love. We're not going to see the kindness. You know, we're not going to see those good things that God has put in us, because of the eyes that we're looking through. And that's deep into our heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And as a man thinking, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking evil, guess what? You're evil.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're straight up evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So having that love of God in us help us to look at each other. Or you look at that person with eyes of love, you know. And that's what changed the whole demographic of our life, because we began to seek first the kingdom of God. And as he started adding things to us, he added love, he added compassion, he added kindness, he added joy, he added peace. Oh, he added all the fruits.
Self control.
You know, and it was so beautiful, you know. And to be able to sit up now and just minister to each other on a daily basis, you know, it helps strengthen us and to help us to just encourage each other to keep on keeping on, because this is a beautiful place to be, you know, as opposed to what we were looking at earlier in our marriage. You know, and we never even sit up and looked at each other eye to eye like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't think we was in the same room too long.
You know, we were too busy letting evil prevail, you know, and running away from issues, and running away from the things that we should have been sitting down talking about and discussing and dealing with and making right. You know, but the guilt and the condemnation won't allow us to do that because there was so much built up, you know, and didn't really want the confrontation but couldn't help it, you know, because we lived in the same house. And eventually, you know, but our way of dealing with it was through confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't through dialogue. It wasn't through sitting down and having a conversation about what was wrong. You know, it was about trying to expand that wrong.
It was about being the evil one, accusing,
yep.
You know, being the accuser, blaming.
Pointing the finger,
you know, at everybody but yourself, you know, because like we had shared before, the changes come when you decide to make a change within yourself. When you start seeking God for yourself and stop turning the mirror the wrong way, where you got to point it where the other person can see themselves when you need to turn around so you can see yourself. You know, just like God said, you know, how can we even say anything about that feeling in your eye? You know, he said we can't see clearly because of the plank in our eye.
That's right.
You know, we can't see clearly. That's not a good picture coming out of just one eye. You know,
and
see what you're saying to me.
So long. To get comfortable with
oh, yeah.
You know, that third vision. Mm-hmm. I can still get around. Yeah, distorted vision.
Mm-hmm.
I can still get around, though. I can still see my way. I can navigate
mm-hmm.
through this, you know.
And see what I need to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you're not really considering the other person.
Right.
And what they need to see from you. You
mm-hmm.
know, starting to see a change in you, starting to see something different in you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're so busy seeing things in a distorted view. That you can't even see things clearly enough to even want to make a change because you done got complacent in it, you know. And like the scriptures say, you know, people find pleasure in sin for a season.
Mm-hmm.
But then when that season's over with, there's consequences
mm-hmm.
that follow. Be it your finances, be it your relationships, be it whatever, you know, even within yourself because you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not really happy. You know, those things just last for a moment.
Instant gratification.
And then when it's gone, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting up looking like a mother. So you high done went away.
Mm-hmm.
Or after you slept, you drunk off, you feeling sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever the case may be. And it's not doing anything but really just destroying you as an individual, physically as well as mentally, as well as your relationships, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that evil, wicked lifestyle will do for you. You know, the things that you care about, you don't really care about anymore because you're so busy trying to get to the next one. You know what I'm saying? So there's really no stability. There's really no foundation. There's really no purpose. You're just living from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
That's one big party, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when everything's gone, when your responsibility and accountability shows up, then you can't do what you need to do because you don't put all your stuff in something else, you know, just for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're scrambling around trying to figure out, well, how I'm going to take care of my responsibility now. You know, the things that I should have been taking can't do it now because I don't have the resources to take care of them, you know. And it's just evil to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll rob you of the things that.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's a thief.
Yeah, it'll rob you, and that's what his, you know, the enemy, the adversary, that's his resume. You know, he's still in this drawer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what we have to look out for and guard ourselves against. Every day. Because
mm-hmm.
he ain't gonna stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's always roaming, seeking who he can devour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you don't have what God has given us to protect ourselves against the evil one, then we'll become prey to him. So, amen.
That is so true. And we need to realize, you know, like we were talking the other night, that it's not the people, it's the principalities. You know, we got to understand that and don't stop trying to, we need to, like you said, you know, we need to pull these strongholds down. And pray for these people that we say we love. We shouldn't do the tit for tat and try to get them back and, you know, in evil ways and try to destroy them and hurt them like we feel like we hurt. We need to pray for them.
The subtle thing that the enemy tried to use over the gospel, that's right. I think those are his favorite little tools to work with, because especially when you work in close proximity with so many different people, and it's so easy for them to try to look at the faults of other people and then magnify them, you know. And then just keep throwing it out in the air. Somebody's going to catch it.
Yeah.
And then when they catch it, they'll carry it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps that strife and discourse in the atmosphere, you know. I don't understand why folks just feel the need to talk about folks all the time. All the time. It is without ceasing. When they should be praying without ceasing, you know, they gossip without ceasing, or they talk about folk without ceasing. But that's how the enemy operates, you know.
And most of the time, if you spend a lot of time talking about people, it's usually because you don't spend a lot of time talking about yourself.
That's right.
If you talk about you, that'll be a good conversation. You know, we help each other when we talk about ourselves. But, you know, the gossip is not good. It is not
so
good.
So many people don't got so much dirt. They don't want to hear their dirty laundry. They really talk about yours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no deliverance in you talking about my dirt.
It's easy for me to talk about your dirt than it is for me to talk about my dirt. Mm-hmm. And seems to tickle in people's ears to hear about other people's dirt instead of them talking about something. Believe me, though, why are you talking about somebody else's dirt, though?
Somebody talking about
yours.
Yeah, that's right.
You can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that works both ways.
Yeah,
it does.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm a firm believer now, if I don't have nothing good to say, I'd rather not say nothing. Because you play into it. You give it fire. You give it fuel. If I can't bless you, say something that's going to encourage you, say something that's going to help edify you, lift you up, I'd rather not say anything.
And even when you do say something good and people don't even accept that, Don't change. Don't stop being a person and say good stuff.
Amen.
Continue to be who you are. Continue to be that light in people's lives.
Amen.
Because even though they may appear not to get it right then, they're not going to forget.
They're not going to forget
that you didn't change, that you were still the same, that you treated them nice, you treated them with respect, no matter how much evil they tried to throw at you. God said that when you're being persecuted,
amen,
celebrate. Because you are blessed.
Amen.
You are blessed.
And that's so true.
Mm-hmm. You know? Stay blessed.
And that's that word that doesn't come back to your voice.
Amen.
You know, because it will manifest itself eventually.
Amen.
It will. But you just, like you say, you got to stay in that spirit.
Mm-hmm. Don't let it change you. Do not let evil change you.
No matter what.
Amen. Well, the end of our show again, my dear.
30 minutes is not long enough, I'm telling you, when the spirit is moving, but it's always a joy and a privilege to share the word of God, you know, and share the things of God, not only between ourselves, but those that are listening. And it's a privilege and an honor to be used in this ministry for that purpose. And we give God the praise, the honor, and the glory.
Amen. Will you pray us out?
My pleasure. Father God, we come before your throne once again, Father God, with a grateful heart, Father God. Thank you for deliverance, Father God. Thank you for setting us free, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for giving us life and life more abundantly, Father God. And we just pray and ask the Heavenly Father that that it be received in the hearts of those that have made it here. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And thank you again for listening. And we hope that you will listen again. And we just want you to always remember that no matter what the problem, the situation, or the circumstance, the lesson is always love. Amen.
Wow. I know that you think you can pray.